Hundreds of Columbus teachers and their allies marched through downtown Wednesday to make the case for their next contract. Teachers want higher pay, smaller classes, and alternative discipline methods for unruly kids. The union is also taking aim at tax abatements, an economic development tool the city relies on to incentivize growth. The contract is putting scrutiny on the way Columbus balances long-term growth and the needs of its current students.
We are the union!
Teachers marched as a mass of red shirts, snaking through downtown Columbus. Some held signs, most chanted, but Marissa Keith pushed a cart.
This is my art cart.
This is your art cart?
Yeah.
Okay. So why did you bring it along?
Because I wanted everybody to see that this is my classroom.
She's an art teacher at North Linden and Mays Elementary Schools. It's filled with arts and crafts supplies bought with money out of her own pocket. The Teachers Union, Columbus Education Association, is in the midst of contract negotiations with the district. Their current agreement expires in August. The union is asking for higher salaries, but they're emphasizing classroom needs. Art on a cart is one of the areas where they want to see improvements. They're calling for dedicated resources for music and physical education as well. The union also wants to see an alternative disciplinary program that avoids suspensions in middle and high schools. Linda Dulman teaches science at Eastmore Academy.
I think I like the focus that we're focusing on students, that we're looking at, like the students deserve better than we're giving them, and so the things that they deserve are more services and smaller classes, and I think that's a good focus.
But the union's big ask has to do with tax abatements. The school district's primary source of funding is property taxes, and organizers are highly critical of deals that offer breaks in exchange for new development. Wednesday's march took demonstrators to the doorstep of Cover My Meds. Union President John Coniglio took aim at a 15-year, 100% property tax abatement the corporation received last year.
This single abatement, just this single abatement, will drain Columbus City Schools of projected $55.6 million in property tax revenue.
Coniglio argues when developers or corporations demand incentives, local leaders find the money. But when teachers ask for higher salaries, more services, or better programs, they're told the coffers are empty. Columbus Development Director Steve Shoney defends the city's tax incentives broadly and the Cover My Meds deal specifically. Before the deal, the parcels generated about $30,000 in property taxes annually. For the life of the abatement, the district will forego tax dollars on the new building, but the city is sharing the income tax generated by new employees.
The district is going to make in 1 year from revenue sharing with the city on that, during the abatement period, about 19 times what they make annually today from those parcels. Those are the facts.
That revenue sharing doesn't come close to the amount of property tax being forgiven. But Shoney insists without the deal, the building wouldn't be built, and abatements do eventually expire. When this one does, it will generate more than $3 million for the district annually. For its part, the district refused to comment on specific contract issues while negotiations are ongoing, but they issued a statement saying they respect the union's right to march and applauded its focus on what students deserve. Nick Evans, WOSU News.